This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, June 7th. Okay, well, we had a dramatic decline in Treasury yields through Thursday, but today yields are back up on the 10-year. They're 4.43% because the payroll report came in much stronger than expected. Now, the unemployment rate did rise to 4%, and a year ago it was 3.7%, but the job gains that the Labor Department reported were pretty broad-based. So this payroll report is basically going to cause the Fed to drag its feet and postpone any rate cuts. Now, probably the biggest development we had this week was not only the Bank of Canada, but the European Central Bank cut their key interest rate. The Bank of England meets on June 20th. We'll see if they cut. They have an election over there, so they may not cut because of the election, but Britain isn't hitting on all cylinders, so they should be cutting and joining their neighbors on the continent. The other thing that's going on is we got to watch the currencies now very carefully, because as the rest of the world starts to cut rates, it just makes the dollar stronger, okay? And what that does is it impedes some of the big multinationals in the S&P, although it will drive our inflation lower because commodities are priced in dollars. So interesting times we're in, but we are in an environment where bad news is good news. And today we had the strong payroll report, which all the people that invest in bonds were disappointed in. So that's why bond yields spiked, okay? So everybody wants the Fed to hurry up and cut. And the Fed should cut before the election, by the way. Joe Biden's in Normandy giving a speech. Seems to be doing okay so far. The main thing that'll happen when he comes back to the States is, you know, he's everybody will keep an eye on him. He met with Zelensky, Ukrainian president, apologized for the delay in aid, tried to blame it on Congress. We got to watch that whole Ukrainian situation big time, because we are now allowing Ukraine to use our missiles to go deeper and deeper into Russia, but we're not supposed to, you know, hit Moscow, hit the Kremlin. You know? So we have a very serious proxy war underway, and Russia has a lot more troops than Ukraine, and they're trying to take Ukraine's second biggest city. So it's very tragic, very sad, and there will be peace negotiations in Switzerland next week with Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor, and Kamala Harris, the Vice President. But I suspect that those aren't going to go anywhere. Fascinating times we're in. We do have energy stocks bouncing back big time. There's reports that our growth in U.S. production is starting to level off. You know, OPEC's keeping their cuts in place. But really, the energy market's going to be on pins and needles what's happening with Russia, okay? If Ukraine hits any of their pipelines continues to disrupt their export facilities, things could get tough. We are in this what we call mean reversion period, where now the earnings season is over, Citadel, which dominates market making, tends to use mean reversion systems to take some of the winners and remove about a third of their gains. And then some of the losing stocks that haven't done well will bounce. And of course, we have all this manipulation by the mean crowd, you know. So GameStop, for example, is selling a lot of shares because their stock's been driven higher. So fascinating things are going on. But the bottom line is I just think it's time to fine-tune our portfolios after any earnings season. I will be selling some stocks in the strength. I'll be trimming other stocks in the strength. And then I will be buying some good stocks and dips. So June is a seasonally strong month. We have the annual Russell realignment this month, and then that helps a lot of small mid-caps. And then finally, we have, at the end of the month, we'll benefit from a lot of quarter and winter dressing because we have strong stocks, strong sales and earnings. I can't stress enough that how important fundamentals are on all our testing of what works on Wall Street. Our fundamental models are overpowering everything. So Wall Street's obsessed with companies that can sustain strong sales, strong earnings growth, and profit margin expansion. Surprise Wall Street, guide higher. That's what Wall Street wants. And so the stocks that do that are prospering. And, of course, the other big news this week is NVIDIA passed Apple in market capitalization. And NVIDIA, in all candor, will pass Microsoft soon. So NVIDIA is the largest company out there. The folks on Bloomberg like to talk about how the Magnificent Seven is now the Magnificent One. And so, you know, it's unusual for a stock to overpower indices like this, but the other big stocks have nowhere near the sales and earnings growth and strong guidance of NVIDIA. So that's our market leader, and hope you're overweight and you know, like we are. And with that said, have a wonderful weekend, everybody. I'll keep updating the market during fast market conditions next week or during significant developments. But have a wonderful weekend, and don't worry about mean reversion or any of the gyrations in the market. You know, what's down is often up in a few days later and vice versa. So the good news is our fairly big energy bet is working today, and that's important to see. Other defensive-related stocks like drug companies are also doing very well. So hang in there, enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navelier.